$1.65 a litre.
A joke.
It is an absolute bent over a fuel barrel at the station as you're filling up. Nothing you can do about it.
No.
But is there? Because back in the day, even when fuel was cheaper, I know that my parents would do the fuel saving tips.
Mm.
And whether they're urban myths or fairy tales.
Yeah. Old wives tales.
Old wives tales, whatever. But a lot of people still do tips. Do you remember years ago when we got that first big skyrocket? It really freaked everyone out with fuel. Then all of a sudden people were selling their four-wheel drives.
Yeah.
People were getting scooters and little economical
smaller cars.
Maybe we'll go back to that.
Mm.
I remember when I was a kid, I'm one of four boys, and then we have a Tarago, or we still do it. I have it actually, but we used to have this big hill near our house, and then Mum would say, "All right, we're going up the big hill, air conditioning off. You have to all pedal in the back." I don't know if that actually did anything. To make it up the hill and save fuel on the way up.
Ah, the aircon off to go up the aircon hill
off
trick.
My mum, Undy, she would have parked at the bottom of the hill and made us walk up.
She would too.
She would have. She drove us nowhere. She said the best way to save fuel, get on your bike and ride. If you want to go and see a friend, never got a lift to school. Never, ever, never. So that was my mum. Yeah, it was just mum's
PTSD. Sorry about this.
Just mum's way of saving fuel.
There we go.
Use your legs and ride.
There are some interesting ways. We want to know. Maybe you grew up in your parents' car with just weird, wacky ways that they would save fuel.
Well, they think they were saving fuel.
They think they're saving fuel, or maybe there's something that you actually do
to save fuel.
Does it work when you're going down a hill? Just put it in neutral.
Yeah, or put a bit of water in with the petrol.
Or some people really just turn their pings a bit, saves your fortune.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Maybe is it, you know, they turn their car off when you're in traffic. You just turn your car off. Mm. I don't know.
Now, well, we're all ears this morning. If you've got some miracle way of saving fuel, we'd love to hear from you. 13 27 10. Get involved anytime, part of the show.
And also the crazy, weird, wacky things your tight parents used to do. We want to know your fuel-saving tips, silly, stupid ones, real ones, whatever it is, because I know growing up, your dad would always say, make sure your tyre pressure's good because you'll save on fuel if your tyres are good. And don't use the air con. That was always a beauty. How's this one for tough, though?
What?
Limit the weight in your vehicle.
Oh.
I was always told that.
Okay.
So, if you've got a friend that might be a little bit rotund, what do you say? Oh,
catch the bus.
Sorry, Soz. Use your Uber.
Yeah. No, my mum always said, ride your bike. I'm not driving anywhere. Ride your bike. I'm saving fuel. You can ride your bike. And Dad was always, and he was a smoker too in the car, but always wind up your windows.
Peter.
Poppies.
Hey, Ron's a courier. He calls through all the time on the show. You got some professional fuel-saving tips there, have you, Ron? What do you got?
Use your brains. When you're travelling around the Gold Coast or anywhere, if you see one service station that's got its prices suddenly go up, you go and refuel straight away and you'll save yourself a heap of money.
Mm-hmm.
Second tip is when you refuel, your best time to refuel is always at the end of a day, not at the start of a day, because the fuel prices only go up overnight. They don't go up in the middle of the day. Never have done.
Okay.
And the third most important thing is, don't go for the cheaper fuel if the price has gone up, because the cheaper fuel, burns off quicker than your regular unleaded petrol.
Oh, yeah, E10?
E10, steer away from it. Even though it's cheaper, you'll use more of it.
Okay.
Right? Oh, Ron is the man.
Yeah.
Are you our fuel fairy?
Yeah.
I'm just someone who likes to help people out.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Yes.
The man. All right, Shane's in Southport. Have you got some advice for how to save fuel, Shane?
I do. I had to go and borrow Barney and Fred's Flintstone a bit. But the worst of the problem is my feet are damn sore. I can't work it out.
It's the only way you can get around these days. It's getting expensive. You'll need it for a good another week.
Look, I'll tell you what, a lot of people have their 2 cents worth here, 13, 27, 10.
Yeah.
The Wiz has called through as well. What's your fuel-saving tip?
Good morning, Bridge and Spider. Well, when I went to Darwin, some of my friends said to me, when you got the wind behind you, you'll get further. I said, oh, yeah, no worries. So on the way back, I'm flying along, no worries. The wind changed. It's hitting me in the face. And then I get miles down the road, 7 k's from the garage, I run out of petrol. I had to push me Harley 7 k's.
What's the moral of the story, Wiz?
Don't listen to people.
Derek in Mudra Bar, have you got any tips for saving fuel?
Yeah, I sure have. It sounds a bit stupid, but it works. What I do, everywhere I drive the car, I drive it in reverse.
What?
Up to Brisbane and back on the motorway, pick the kids up, go to the shopping centre.
What?
Drive the car in reverse all the time. Well, around about 4 o'clock, well, it sort of backs off the normal motion of the engine,
mm-hmm.
and by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the petrol tank starts to overflow.
Oh, Derek. Wow. I was so invested.
Oh, no. Oh. Everyone was sitting there about to take notes.
Oh.
Bam. I love it, Derek.